Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime thoroughbred racing is back at Los Alamitos, now through December 14th. See top two-year-olds compete in the Los Alamitos Starlet December 6th and the Los Alamitos Futurity on December 13th. By the South Point Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By today's RacingDigest.com, a handicapper's lesson in every issue. By the Rags and Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets a VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in my co-host John Lindo in just 1 minute. We've got racing today from Santa Anita. A good nine race card starting at 12:30 today. Four stakes races on tap. We'll also have coverage today from Oaklawn Park, Gulfstream Park, Tampa Bay Downs. They've got the Sam F. Davis going there, a Derby prep. That's their 11th and final. And Fairgrounds. More cancellations this week as weather continues to wreak havoc. No racing today at Aqueduct, Laurel, or Charlestown tonight. John Lindo, the weather is rough back east, but we've got it beautiful out here and a good day of racing to look forward to. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. You're right. Boy, you're talking about some frigid temperatures back in New York and the East Coast, Laurel, and I feel that we'll get an update from John Hardoon. I'll have him look outside his window and see what the temperature is. But I think it's a good day to be inside back there. It's a good day to be outside out here. I mean, the weather's perfect and clear, fast, and firm at San Anito. And, you know, we finish off a good card today with a wild race in the Sweet Life coming down the hill. And a lot before that, a big card today at Tampa Bay Downs. So there's still plenty to play.
And, John, one race I want to mention at Santa Anita, the sixth race, the D. Wayne Lucas, renamed after the late Wayne Lucas. This was formerly the Santa Monica, a race he won six times. And pretty fitting to have a race name for Lucas. And Splendora, the champion filly and mare sprinter from last year, comes back as the 4-5 favorite in that race, John.
You know, and I'm thinking there's a reason why Splendora is in there. Bob Baffert was good friends with D. Wayne Lucas. I'm sure he'd like to win the race named after his buddy. And all he has to do is bring the champion filly and mare sprinter back here in the 7-furlong race today. So I'm guessing she's going to be pretty tough in there. It's a race that I think Bob Baffert wants to win.
The other stakes races today, Thunder Road goes as the fifth, the field of five in there. We've got the Robert Lewis, a Derby prep race, going as the eighth. And then you mentioned, John, the Sweet Life. That's the final and definitely the best betting race on the card. 6.5 on the hillside turf for three-year-old fillies. Sometimes these listed stakes races, as we've talked about, come back as the most competitive and the best gambling races on the card. So we're going to have full coverage from Santa Anita. And as I mentioned, John, one of the three-year-old prep races from out of town today, the Sam F. Davis, that's at Tampa Bay Downs. But let's kind of recap what we've seen so far and earlier in the week and even last weekend on some of the Derby prep winners. And let's start and maybe talk about who we thought were the most impressive, John. And let's go back to last weekend at Gulfstream Park in the Holy Bull, where nearly got it done for Todd Pletcher and put away a heavy favorite on the lead in Cannoneer. And this one, to me, John, of the three we're going to talk about, this one was the most impressive, I thought.
Yeah, I agree with you. Nearly, again, second choice to Cannoneer in the race. He was stretching out for the first time. And it wasn't easy because Cannoneer and Nearly basically hooked up from the opening bell. And they went the first half mile in that mile in the 16th race in 45.96. So there were no breathers on the front end. Nearly put away Cannoneer, drew off, and he found another gear and ran away from the field to win by almost six lengths. The final time was not particularly fast, 144.52. But it's the way he did it, you know, putting on a pace duel and finishing up and winning and putting away a good horse in Cannoneer. One caveat to this race, Bob, is that last weekend, Holy Bull Stakes Day at Gulfstream Park, you had to be on the outside of that main track. It was a very strong outside bias, Nearly sat outside Cannoneer the whole way, and I think that trip had a lot to do with the big performance, too. So, yes, he was super impressive, but he did have some conditions in his favor there.
John Pletcher loses Ted Noffey off the Triple Crown Trail and now Nearly moves right up to the top of the class in a lot of people's minds. This one, you know, has just no route pedigree, at least on the bottom side. I thought this horse would be very vulnerable stretching out about around two turns, but proved me wrong. So an impressive winner there, John. And then we had a couple Derby preps yesterday because of this change schedule and rescheduling. Aqueduct has missed so many days, but they ran the Withers yesterday, and then at Oaklawn Park they had a scheduled 3 weeks off, which turned into 4 weeks off. They started running again on Thursday, and they had the Southwest. Let's talk about the Withers first of all, and it was a one-horse domination. Talk to me, Jimmy, a New York bred at 12-1. Made very short work of this Withers field.
And, again, we talked about a little bit of a track bias at Gulfstream Park. There was a track bias this week at Aqueduct. They're not racing today, but they did race Wednesday, Thursday, and yesterday. And you basically had to make a front end on that main track. And talk to me, Jimmy from post six was a little wide going into the first turn, but he was able to clear, get down to the inside, which was the place to be. And once he did that, he shook loose from the field and just kind of kept extending the mile and an eighth in 151.68. He won by 11 lengths. You know, I'll give a little bit of a pass to the second and third place finishers, Grittiness and Otino, just because they're deep closers on a racetrack that didn't help them. Talk to me, Jimmy answered a lot of questions. His first race around two turns. And great to see Rudy Rodriguez, who had all those problems with Heise, get a horse onto the Derby trail. So good for the Rudy Rodriguez stable.
Yeah, it looked pretty healthy, that horse, didn't it, John?
I thought it was okay.
for coming out of that Rudy Rodriguez barn, that horse sure looked healthy to me, winning off by double digits. John, at Oaklawn in the Southwest, now it's a grade three race run for $1 million, John. In contrast, we have the grade three Robert Lewis today. It's run for $100,000. So Oaklawn has obviously gone just, you know, crazy with their purse money in the three-year-old preps. And Mark Cassie, who's been red hot down there, got it done with Silent Tactic from off the pace. Another 12-to-1 shot, paid $26 to win. I saw the buyer came back with an 88. John, I thought this race kind of melted down. There was an impressive debut winner stretching out for the first time. Butane was in there for Baffert. And they went pretty good on the front end, and here came Silent Tactic from off the pace.
Yeah, this was a hard winner for me to find Silent Tactic. He was coming off a second in the Smarty Jones. That was earlier in the Oaklawn meet, but you got to remember that race was run with an absolute walking pace, and he just kind of inherited second in a race that was hard to get a line on. It got a little bit, it wasn't a fast pace, but there were a lot of horses on the lead yesterday at Oaklawn Park, and Silent Tactic was dead last basically around the far turn. Angled out, and he did finish well, but you're right, Bob. I thought a lot of horses inside the 16th pole just kind of ran out of steam. And you got to remember, due to the frigid temperatures down at Oaklawn Park, they did not have any works between January the 23rd and February the 2nd. So there was a gap there, and I think maybe it took its toll on some of the horses in that race. I would not be surprised to see some horses jump forward out of there. But you can't take away the fact that this horse did rally, and he won pretty easy. 3 1/4 lengths, the mile and a 16th, and 144.85 seconds. We'll see where he goes now. But, based on the purse money at Oaklawn, I wouldn't ship him anywhere. And you keep an eye. Mark Cassie, he just is not losing any races at Oaklawn. He won four more yesterday after dominating that December meet down there at Oaklawn Park.
He's been pretty hot at Gulfstream, too. So a heck of a year so far, a heck of a January, February for Mark Cassie. John, more news about that Florida decoupling bill. It did pass the House Commerce Committee down there. Now it's going to go back, I believe, before the full House again for a vote that they did pass last year. But the language on this bill has changed. It doesn't talk about Gulfstream having to race through 2030 anymore.
Right. Last year, the bill they tried to pass had a provision that should the decoupling bill pass, Gulfstream Park would guarantee racing for an additional 5 years. Well, that provision in this new bill has been taken out. Basically, it is just a decoupling bill. If the bill should pass, Gulfstream Park could shut down the racing part and just have the casino going the next day. So that's a very important provision that was eliminated from the bill. Like I say, it passed a couple of subcommittees. It'll go to the House. It did pass the House last year. Where the bill got stopped was in the Senate. So we'll see what happens in the next phase, which would be the House vote. And after that, that is where the horsemen and the Florida Thoroughbred Breeders Association, they're going to try and take their stand, I think, at the point where it goes to the Senate. And that's where the governor, Ron DeSantis, down in Florida, had said last year, if it did pass, he would veto it. So hopefully for the racing industry, they have that support from the governor down in Florida again this year.
John, jockey Florent Giroux has joined the Santa Anita riding colony, and he's kind of taken the spot of the injured Umberto Rispoli, at least for Matt Nakatani, who's the agent for both. It seems that Nakatani kind of convinced Florent to come out here back to Santa Anita. We've seen him out here before, not only in the big races, but a little bit of extended time as well. It seemed that his business had fallen off a bit and seemed to be not as much in favor in the Brad Cox barn as he once was. So maybe this move makes sense to him. And we're also today seeing the return of Antonio Frasu, who was injured on opening day. He had a good opening day, won two races, but broke a toe that day. And today will be his first day back. So Giroux coming back to Santa Anita, Frasu returning from injury.
Right. As far as Florent Giroux goes, you like you say, he lost the business of Brad Cox and Steve Asmussen, And it got to the point where he actually rode, you know, for a little bit of time in Japan. But I think he was something like 1 for 52 in Japan. He did get one winner there. Matt Nakatani will have live mounts for Florent Giroux, a lot of the mounts that Umberto Rispoli has been on. So we'll see what happens here. But for me, it's almost a little bit of a wait and see. Let's see where Florent Giroux is at this stage of his career. But he will get a fair chance to get established very quick out here. And as far as Antonio Frazier, like you say, he broke a toe when the horse he was on, Anmer Hall, opening day coming down the hill, kind of bounced off the rail. And glad to see him back so quick. And he was going really well. And back today, we'll see where he goes. But he's got a new agent, so we'll see how their business goes. So a couple of guys adding to the jockey colony here at Santa Anita.
John, something real fun last Sunday when we saw Surfing USA get the win for the late Jeff Siegel and his racing partner Eric Sondheimer. And Surfing USA, I think maybe it was her fifth start and was starting to look like, I don't know, maybe this one's not all that much. But dug in very gamely, got the win. It was a really good thing to see. And this is a horse that Jeff bought. And as he was sick last year, I know it kept him going a while, really anticipating the career debut of Surfing USA. So very happy to see that.
Yeah, Jesse, we got to see at least one race from Surfing USA. It was great to see Eric Sondheimer in the winner's circle with Surfing USA. A very game win, by the way. And a couple of our good friends, Steve Anderson and Jay Priven, were down there as well. So a lot of the media guys there to remember and honor Jeff. And no better way to see his filly in the winner's circle there. Brought a smile to my face, I know for sure, last Sunday.
Del Mar announced a purse increase for their two-year-old dirt maiden races, John, will be up to $100,000. Now, that's great news for the upcoming Del Mar summer meet.
Absolutely. So these will be the dirt races for the two-year-old maidens, two-year-olds only, $100,000. And those other races they ride where they have the restrictions, horses that were sold for $150,000 or less that are maiden special weights, but with the restriction, those purses will be $70,000. So those are competitive numbers for what you're going to see back on the East Coast, and that's great. And, you know, we'll get into that more as we get closer to Del Mar. But Del Mar being aggressive, trying to keep the two-year-old program, we've got to have some of those two-year-olds out here. And with the Del Mar Fraternity and Debutante, there's good reasons to try the dirt there.
Let's do a little handicapping at the end of this segment, John. The Lindo Report is out. Today you covered Santa Anita and the Coast to Coast on one of your pages, and then you also covered the late Pick 5 from Tampa with their big card there. The Lindo Report is free for all patrons in the South Point Racebook every race day. And also, John, let's talk about what's going to happen tomorrow with Super Bowl. And let's get the South Point number out, talk about tomorrow's big game, and then get a radio selection from you.
Well, if you have a good day at Santa Anita today and get an inkling, hop on the 5 and head over there to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl tomorrow. Both the exhibit hall and the grand ballroom open at 10:30. It is free to go. It is free to park. You're going to have discounted food and drink specials out there at the South Point. Obviously, there's some wagering windows if you want to get a bet down on the big game. So make plans to get out there. And even if you don't go tomorrow, make plans to get out there and check it out with everything going on. We'll have baseball coming up soon. The phone number at the South Point, 866-780-7223. Steve Johnson will tell you how you can get a thoroughbred L.A. horse player's rate. And for me, Bob, I'm going to go to Santa Anita race number 4. This is a maiden race, and I think it's a good spot for a first-time starter. I like number 7, Shady Gem, from the Jeff Bondi stable. Outside post, always a plus for a young horse. Has shown some speed from the gate in the morning. I think if he doesn't make the lead, he'll be close, out in the clear, and that's always a good thing here. 9-2 in the program, number 7. Shady Gem, race number 4 at Santa Anita for me. And Bob, you have your sheet up and running, and you gave us a winner last week. You gave us Princess Moche. You liked her quite a bit, $7 in the stakes race on the grass last week. So let's get another play from you.
All right, John, my best plays on my sheet today were races 3, 7, and 9. I put $144 into the late Pick 5. And I'm going to go to one of those best play races. It's the 7th. These are cowbred first level allowance horses in here going a mile on the turf. And I like Straight Up Country last time, stretching out off a very troubled debut effort. And he did get it done on the stretch out. Really didn't know what he was doing out there. Was pulling hard throughout and still had enough left to win by two lengths. I think this horse has some upside, John. And I think he'll make the lead again and hopefully relax a little bit better on that front end, facing winners for the first time. But I think this horse has ability for trainer Brendan Galvin. So let's go to the seventh race, number four, Straight Up Country at 7-2. We'll try to make it 3 weeks in a row on the radio. And, John, let's go ahead and take our first time out now. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from Today's Racing Digest, Bet on Brute. Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. That's the next segment. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, come join us for a super weekend here at Santa Anita Park. Today we have the return of the Smorgasburg Dumpling Day. Come enjoy mouth-watering dumplings from some of the top pop-up vendors at Smorgasburg, LA. All served trackside during live racing action. Big races today include the Grade 3 Robert B. Lewis and the Grade 2 D. Wayne Lucas. To enhance the day, we will be giving away a D. Wayne Lucas print for free while supplies last at the First Reward Center and the gift shop. Then join us for the big game on Sunday as we will have an early 11 a.m. post with free admission and parking, plus all-day happy hour specials that include 50% off selected beers and cocktails. Stick around after the races to watch the big game in Saronas with a free big game prop bingo game with cash prizes, plus play the Santa Anita Pick'em online contest for a chance to win $1,000. You can sign up at santaanita.com/pick'em. Plenty of excitement awaits you today and tomorrow here at Santa Anita Park, the great race place.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAX.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, Bob Ike and John Lindo. And just want to mention, tomorrow, first post with the Super Bowl, there'll be an early post, 11 a.m. on the 9-race card tomorrow at Santa Anita. First post, 11 a.m. tomorrow. John Lindo, we don't have a Cowbred of the Week that ran last week, but we're going to talk about a couple running today.
Well, we're going to talk about the Sweet Life Stakes later on in a short while here with Bruce Finkelstein, but we've got a couple of Cowbreds represented in there, including Legacy Ranch. They've got Mohaven in there, and we also have Famous Forza, another Cowbred, in against Open Company in today's Sweet Life Stakes. So best of luck to those two Cowbreds. Let's see if they can get the money here for the state.
We'll bring in Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com, and Bob also does the graded handicap for all the Southern California News Group papers. Bob, good morning.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Doing well. We're going to have you preview the Robert Lewis, which goes as the eighth. But before that, Bob, just want to have a quick go down memory lane a little bit. I saw a tweet from Steve Bick today. He talked about the Santa Monica from 1996, when Serena's Song and Exotic Wood hooked up. I can't believe it's been 30 years ago, Bob, but I just remember this race so specifically because I loved Exotic Wood, and Kurt Hoover loved Serena's Song, and we argued about it all week, and it was a great race, and Serena's Song prevailed, and I saw Hoover walking out, and he said, just remember, class always prevails. So he put a little salt in the wound there, Bob.
Well, I remember that race as well. It's hard to believe it was 30 years ago. I probably wrote about it for the LA Times that particular day. And I picked Exotic Wood as well, and I thought she could beat Serena's Song. She tried hard, just got beat by what was simply a little bit better horse on that particular day. But Exotic Wood had plenty of class on her own, trained by Ron Ellis, owned by Marty Weigott and his wife Pam. So, yeah, it was a memorable race, one of many over the years that we were fortunate enough to see.
Well, let's talk about the Robert Lewis race number eight, Bob, a field of seven. Baffert's got three of them in, including the morning line favorite Desert Gate. Is this horse beatable today? How do you see the race, Bob?
Well, I think he's beatable because I picked Intrepido in the race, and that's who I'm going to live or die with today. I liked him when he won the American Pharoah at 7-1 last October. He beat Desert Gate and Plutarch both in that race, and overcame trouble to do it, and then I picked him in the Breeders' Cup hoping to beat Ted Naafe, and basically he lost all chance at the start. He did not break, lost all position, and I knew right from the start that day it wasn't going to be his day. He comes back fresh. Jeff Mullins is a trainer I trust very much off the bench, so I think he'll run well today, and hopefully he can beat Desert Gate and Plutarch once more, so I'm going to just live or die, like I said, with him today.
John Lindo, we got a radio push from Bob last weekend. He also liked Princesa Moche last week and got the money there at $7. So why don't you go ahead and get a radio winner from him today?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Good pick there. Yeah, last week, Princess Moche, very game winning that race last week. And I know a couple guys were smiling there in the press box, but that is turf history, as we call it. Let's get a radio play for today on a good card here at Santa Anita.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the last race today, the Sweet Life, the race you just briefly mentioned. I'm going to go to the number three horse, Yours Sincerely. She cut back in distance last time and was able to win. Now she's going down the hill, and I think that's going to help her even more. I think she's got the best stretch kick in this race. If she gets a clear sailing, I think she can get the job done again. So number three, Yours Sincerely, in the Sweet Life, race nine on the card.
Nice 6-1 shot on top for Bob Mazursky. Good luck this weekend, Bob. Enjoy the game tomorrow, and we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good, guys. Take care. Good luck today.
All right. That was Bob Mazursky. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We're doing well, and the race Bob Mazursky just gave out, the Sweet Life, we wanted you to look at, too, because I think we would all agree this is the best betting race on the card. So why don't you take a look at this race, Bruce?
Yeah, this is a great race. You know what makes it interesting is they're coming from all corners, all types of horses and from different races. It's not like a run back of the same race over and over again. The horse that really impressed me is the two horse coming in, La Vie Lumiere, won the Blue Northern by a neck, but it's the video that made it so impressive on this filly. First off, she's 2-for-2 at Santa Anita. She's already won a sprint race here, breaking maiden. So we know she can sprint, but that last race was eye-catching in that she was kind of in the middle of the pack on the turn, near the inside. The front runner, I believe the name of the horse is Latte Love, came over and shut her off on the turn in kind of a crucial part of the race. She fell back to dead last. I love the recovery down the lane that she made. She went from dead last to winning the race in probably less than an eighth of a mile, maybe a little more, maybe around that distance. But still, considering the trouble on the turn, I thought she ran super. She stays here at Santa Anita, and I think she shouldn't have too much trouble at all here with this downhill. So I went with the two, Levee Lemire. Yours sincerely, Bob Mazursky's pick, had a solid allowance win over the track. She's certainly a use. The kind of crazy price horse here is the bottom horse, Total Valve, the 12, who I will also use. I thought she was very impressive, breaking maiden, two back with trouble. Maybe she was a little too close to the pace going a mile. We'll see if she can sprint, but she's worthy of a throw-in at a huge price. But I do like the two quite a bit. La Vie Lumiere with the 3, year sincerely in the 12 Total Valve.
And Bruce, just wanted to ask you about one other horse in here, and you didn't mention her, and I'm not that keen on her either, and that's the Morning Line favorite, number 6, Hamika, who's 3-1, trying turf for the first time, does come out of a series of stakes races for Bob Baffert, but I don't know if she's really going anywhere at this stage of her career, use her either, Bruce.
Yeah, I didn't use her. She's first-time grass. I mean, let's face it, this is not Bob Baffert's strength. Usually when he sends a horse to the grass, he's telling you that maybe it's not doing well on the dirt, and that's the case with Hamika. She's got some natural early speed. I won't say there's not a tremendous amount of speed in that race, so if she has an advantage, maybe it's to go to the lead, even though she's not super quick on the dirt. But I'm with you. Considering the connections, Bob, and all the questions she had to answer, not for me. I'll wait for another day for Hamika.
Well, John Lindo, we're only going to get one more radio play from Bruce because he covered the Sweet Life so well, and I'll let you jump in and get it.
Well, before I get a pick from you outside California, Bruce, what do you have available today on betonbruce.com?
Just the 2 racetracks, John. Santa Anita's full card, called the Combo Platter, with the last 7 races of the day from Gulfstream, audios included. And the second menu item is just the best plays at Santa Anita with audio included also at Bet on Bruce.
So then I'm guessing that we're going to Gulfstream Park for your other radio play.
That we are, John. Let's go to the 10th race at Gulfstream. This is the stakes for the day, the Ladies Turf Sprint. And I'll tell you a horse that I think has gotten really good here is the 2, Les Amazonia. I got the French names today, apparently. This horse came off a 6-month layoff, switched to the Victor Barbosa barn. This is a solid trainer over the years. He doesn't always win. He doesn't necessarily win the winter meet, but he wins a ton of races year-round at Gulfstream Park. And she's won 2 of 4 for Barbosa. She won her last race. Junior Alvarado took over. And the key to this filly's success is she wants a target to 2 or 2 to run at. She broke great. He took a hold of her in her last race. She sat behind the leaders. In fact, she came inside the speed horse and showed a big burst in mid-stretch. She won pretty comfortably. In this race, there is ample speed to set it up. Alvarado sticks aboard. I love that. And if she gets the patient ride she needs, she could come right back. The horse she defeated, by the way, Coco Abario, came back and won yesterday at Gulfstream Park. So this race could be live on top of that. Race 10, I like the 2 at Gulfstream Park, Les Amazonia, listed at 8-1 on the morning line.
BetOnBruce.com today. Go there, get his selections from Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park. A nice radio pick at 8-1 from Gulfstream. Get it home, Bruce. Good luck, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take care, guys.
All right, that was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's go ahead and take our next time out. And when we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, and we'll also talk with Toby Callett. That'll be the next segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Don't turn on the lights because I don't want to see. Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Horse racing fans, there's no live nighttime racing at Los Alamitos this weekend, but we'll be back before you know it with a racing program that you'll surely love on Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 14th. The upcoming Winter Derby will showcase many of the West Coast's top sophomores, led by fastest qualifier and multiple Grade 1 finalist Duda Cartel. And on Valentine's Day, how appropriate would it be for SM, My Valentine, to win the Winter Derby? He's one of the top contenders for this race. Plus, SG Jacob J and seven other top sophomores will race in this Grade 1 Derby. And how about night racing's best bets? The Los Alamitos Pick 4s. Our most recent early Pick 4 had a season's best pool of nearly $200,000. And the late Pick 4 pool was close to $107,000. Live nighttime racing returns on Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 14th. Plus, we're open daily for simulcast racing. It's the track of sunsets and stars. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Will I never be to heaven? But I've been to
welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, and John, before we bring in Mr. Hardoon, I want to talk about the NTRA, getting people signed up, getting people qualified for the National Horse Players Championship in March out in Las Vegas. So give us a rundown. There are a lot of qualifiers today as well.
There are, and it's getting to be crunch time. First of all, you've got to be an NHC Tour member. You go to NTRA.com and sign up for that. That's the first thing you have to do. Once you're a member, there are a number of ways to try and get qualified for the tournament in March. You can try and beat Bob Ike there. Good luck with you there. How about the Oaklawn Horse Players Championship at Oaklawn Park today if you're on track there? Santa Anita has a $1,500 super qualifier at Santa Anita. Lone Star Park in Texas, the $1,000 NHC tournament. Online, you can go to the Twin Spires Kentucky Derby Breeders' Cup Challenge and NHC Tourney. That's online. Two other online tournaments, a $210 online tournament at horseplayers.com and a $500 low ratio online tournament at horseplayers.com. So lots of ways to get qualified today for the NHC in March in Las Vegas.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Well, you got 3 days of racing in at Aqueduct, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but no bueno today. So I'm assuming more snow on the way today, John Hardoon.
Well, it's just bitter cold. No racing tomorrow at Aqueduct either. They already canceled. So the weekend was basically shut down, and the weather here is just brutal. But hopefully it's supposed to break this week, and we'll get some normal temperatures around here.
Well, John, we talked about the NYRA putting some CAW restrictions in place. That began on Wednesday, I believe it was, and then maybe Thursday, but
Thursday,
put on halt.
Thursday.
Yeah, put on no restrictions Wednesday, restrictions on Thursday, and then kind of taken off on Friday because there was some strange betting patterns. So where are we at on that, John?
Well, it's on hold, I think, until they said February 11th, so they're updating the tote system. Well, it's amazing that they haven't updated the tote system in all these years. I mean, you would think it's kind of important and it should be really on the front burner, but they do things at their own pace here, and it's just horrible. It's all part of the CAW mess, and something's going to have to give eventually.
And John, Linda, I want to bring you in real quick. There were some strange win bets on the first race. One of those days where the 6-5 morning line favorite ended up winning and paying $10. So, John, Linda, kind of bring us up to speed on that.
Well, the opener was Thursday.
Thursday.
There were three CAW bets made on win bets on the first race Thursday, including it totaled $206,000 in win bets, including $180,000 on one horse. So obviously the 8-5 morning line favorite was not that horse, drifted out to 4-1. So the regular players got the cash if they like the morning line favorite there. But it just goes to show you how much money is in these pools and generated by the CAW groups.
All right, so John,
that bet was made in Oregon, and they bet I think $182,000 total on the two horse who had really no chance. They made him 1-5. Well, he ended up going off 3-5, and the 2-5 shot ended up going up to 4-1, and you got $10. Everybody was shaking their head, and Twitter was blowing up, and everything else that goes on. The whole thing just makes no sense, you know, why they did what they did, but they did it. So I don't have the answer.
So we're back on hold for now until February 11th. We'll see how this plays out. We'll report on it again next week. John Hardoon, we always get two radio plays. So, John Lindo, you get the first one. And let me just say, Hardoon went 2-for-2 last week. I Be Dreaming, 1240 at Fairgrounds, If Not For Luck at Gulfstream Park, who got hammered. CAWs took their toll there. But yeah, all you can ask for is 2-for-2, and we're going to ask for it again. So, John Lindo, you get the first one.
Well, John, with no Aqueduct today, where do you want to go for your first radio play?
Well, we're going to go to Gulfstream race number 9, 1/16 on Tapita, and I like the number 4 horse in here, Carradine. This is a 5-year-old gelding from the red-hot Carlos David barn. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. George Ruiz is aboard to ride. He won a couple of races yesterday. Number 4, Carradine, wins today's 9th race out at Gulfstream.
So that's the 9th at Gulfstream. Carradine is 9-2, and I will get your second play, John.
Okay, let's go to Santa Anita, look at race number 7, and I like a big price horse in here, number 6, High Plains Drifter. This is a 6-year-old gelding from the Mike Typee barn. Obviously, he's had physical problems throughout his career. He's a 6-year-old who only has 8 career starts. However, when he shows up, he runs pretty well. The race he ran 2 starts back at a mile at Del Mar wins this race. A ridiculous 20-1 on the morning line. William Arantes aboard to ride. I like number 6, High Plains Drifter, to upset and win today's 7th race out at San Anita.
And tell us what's available today through the Rags and Sheets.
JONHARDOON.com. 3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream, we have Oaklawn, and we have San Anita selections.
Thank you, John. And before I let you go, any opinion on tomorrow's Super Bowl?
I think the game is a trap. I really do. I think Seattle, they're begging you to bet Seattle. I don't trust it. I guess I'll go with New England. I just think the line is a trap. Just my opinion, and I know nothing about football, but enough when I don't trust something. So
yeah, we've seen the lines before where this looks too good to be true, and then the Sharpies are on the other side. So I would maybe tend to lean your way on this, John. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Enjoy tomorrow's game, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
Let's bring in Toby Callett from South Florida. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well. I looked at the weather report. It looks like you guys have just a string of nice days coming up. Chamber of Commerce weather, it looks like, at Gulfstream Park.
Indeed. The cold spell is gone for a while, the relatively cold, although if it gets down to 30 degrees in South Florida, I think we're entitled to say it's cold.
Yeah, it was cold. I think the iguanas were even freezing down there, right?
They freeze, and then they come back to life. That's the scary thing.
They freeze, they drop out of the trees, and then they come back to life.
I mean, some of them, I'm sure, don't survive, but I've seen them when it looks like they're dead. They come back. It's almost like being in a real-life horror movie.
And they are sort of strange horror kind of creatures, too. There's a couple of them, and I was just at Gulfstream for the Pegasus. There's two of them that kind of are on the ledge overlooking the paddock, and people come by and feed them, and they get the sun there, and it's a strange, strange living environment, but there they are anyway. So good conditions at Gulfstream. I know we want to get a pick from you, but I'll ask you about tomorrow's game as well. Toby, I don't know if you're much of a football bettor. I'm really not, but it is America's game. You're kind of obligated to watch it. Any opinion tomorrow?
No. I hope it's a good game and close and holds attention. You know, I mean, everybody knocking Sam Darnold, you know, now that he's, you know, on the big stage wouldn't be bad. But quarterbacks for New England, you know, young kid, looks like a nice storybook, you know, story with him and his wife and all that. So, no, I don't have an opinion, and I've been involved in one football bet my life, and that was when Walt Garrison got stopped at the goal line by Kenny Houston, Washington and Dallas, back when they were called the Redskins. Look it up. It was about 50 years ago. So, no, I have no betting interest. I bet on horses and a little bit on the golf course sometimes. That's the end of my story.
There you go. John Lindo, what do you have for Toby Callett?
Well, Toby, you know, we do have the coast-to-coast in play today. The races that are being used at Gulfstream are races 11 and 12. We've got Shippers going at Tampa Bay today on that Sam F. Davis card. So I don't know if you wanted to find a play over there, over on the other side of Tampa Bay, or you want to go in one of those coast-to-coast races. Where do you want to go for your radio play today?
I've got plenty for you, and I'll make it quick, not take too much time. 11th race today, they've scratched three horses, 2, 4, and 7. The 3 is a single, Fast Town. He's a first-time gelding, new barn, hot barn. The 12th race, I think, is between the 3, Dandona, the 4, Milani, the 7, Slippers, and the 8, Viva Vienne. That's 3, 4, 7, 8. Those are legs A and C in the coast-to-coast. And in the Tampa, and the Sam F. Davis, interesting factor, the 3, the Puma, was also entered in the maiden race, race 8 at Gulfstream, and was listed with Javier Castellano to ride in the Sam F. Davis. Edwin Gonzalez is going to take them out. The fact that they bypassed the maiden and they're going to run in the Sam Davis, I would take a very close look at the 3, the Puma, in today's Sam F. Davis. That's it for me.
We got 3 plays. Thank you, Toby. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Bye, guys.
All right, that was Toby Callett. Final stop, last segment, will be Scott Shapiro. He'll have it all to himself. No Michael Rona today. They're off at Los Alamitos this weekend. So Shapper will have it all to himself. The final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830, KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like Twin Spires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. John Lindo, if you can't be at live racing today at Santa Anita, give us some simulcast options, please.
Well, if you're down here in San Diego, you can go to the paddock on 5th in the Gaslamp Tavern. That's at 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. Up in San Clemente, you've got the OC Tavern, 2369 South El Camino Real Road. That's in San Clemente. Obviously, Los Alamos will be open for daytime simulcasting. Your favorite place, the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, they're ready to go. And mention Bob's name and check out the food over there. You're going to like it. And that's all if you can't be at Santa Anita today.
Let's bring in Scott Shapiro. Been doing a lot of work on ExpressBet.com. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How are we doing?
Doing well. First thing, we wanted you to preview the Sam F. Davis as goes as the 11th and final at Tampa Bay Downs. That'll be about 2:30 Pacific time. Any opinion in there? Looks like a pretty solid field, Shapper.
Yeah, pretty fun race. I thought it came up pretty good. It usually does. Hasn't necessarily produced, you know, the top of the crop, but I think always some interesting horses and outcomes. And I'm intrigued by this race quite a bit. In fact, it's interesting. There's two horses I like in here and have my eye on. In fact, have them both in a fantasy stable of mine, and neither of them have a win yet. I think Renegade, there's actually three maidens in here that have big chances. The Puma also, who's coming in after finishing a good second as a favorite to Chief Wallaby, who's kind of made himself a top candidate, at least at this point, for the Derby. But I think there's going to be an honest pace. I think Renegade is a serious horse. He ran really well with Paladin, who's going to be probably the favorite in the Risen Star next week and one of the favorites in the Derby thus far for Chad Brown. That was a maiden race. He got placed second through DQ, and then they faced off again in the Remsen, and he was beaten on the square. But what might not be noted is that he missed some training. He had two weeks off without a published work, whereas that wasn't the case with Paladin. I'm expecting a big effort here from Renegade that makes us think maybe he's a potential Kentucky Derby winner. And I'm going to use him over top of O'Shelly, who was much the best in his race at Fairgrounds and is probably going to be a big price to use underneath.
All right, so Renegade is the 8-5 morning line favorite over O'Shelly, big price at 12-1. Shapper, we wanted your Super Bowl prediction, and I don't really follow the NFL too much, and I don't really follow the Winter Olympics too much, but which has less buzz in this year's Super Bowl or the start of the Winter Olympics?
Well, I'm the wrong person because obviously I'm locked into the NFL like racing and my Twitter feed, you know. But I personally am not – the Super Bowl is almost the game that I get least excited for all year. It kind of is anticlimactic. I'll be excited when it starts. But, man, the Olympics, I didn't know they were happening. I still kind of don't know that they're happening. They could take place, and I probably won't watch any. And it's just crazy because when I was a kid, I just remember the Olympics being such a big thing in the family. You'd have it on nonstop, you know, even
yes.
in the background. A little bit disappointing. I think there's reasons for it here and overall. And it's just kind of odd that the Olympics are happening right now to me.
All right. How about a Super Bowl pick, even though it's anticlimactic game for you?
Well, I kind of agree with Hardoon. I think Seattle's been the best team, you know, most of the year. And I think that they are the likeliest winner. But I think the Pats are well coached, and I trust their quarterback more than Sam Darnold. So I think Seattle's probably going to squeak out a win. But I'm not really betting this game. But if I did, I would take the points with the Patriots.
John Lindo, let's get a radio play from Shapper again. His work has been at First Racing Express Bet. He's on Twitter. Go ahead, John.
Well, Shapper, I know you were looking at all the Derby preps that were being run this week, and you got a lot of content going on right now at Express Bet. Where do you want to go, whether it be Santa Anita, Gulfstream, Tampa? Where do you want to go for a radio play today?
Well, I'm going to go to Santa Anita, and unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I'm going to go to the same race that two others talked about, it's the Sweet Life. I don't like the favorites in here, you both thought, which has been discussed, Tamika and even Mo Haven, and even Light One Up. These are all runners that have never tried the turf, and I'm not excited by their chances. But I like a horse from off the pace that no one mentioned, and number one, Hypergamy. This is the daughter of American Pharoah for Doug O'Neill. His barn's obviously having a great meet thus far. And she moved into a very slow pace last time with a middle move in the Blue Northern going a mile now. She might be way out of it. She might not get the pace to chase that she needs. But Jaramillo, pretty good at getting horses into the race. He rode her last time. He should know her well. And I think if he can work out a trip, he should have a ton of horse late. So I'll go with number one, Hypergamy, at 10-1 in the finale of the Sweet Life at Santa Anita.
Good luck, buddy. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you next week.
Good luck, guys. Thanks.
And as I mentioned earlier, no live racing at Los Alamitos tonight or tomorrow night. Track renovations are going on, and they never run on Super Bowl Sunday. I want to bring in our engineer, Christian Monreal, real quick. Christian, you're doing a great job for us. We really appreciate you. And how about a Super Bowl pick from you, my friend?
Bob, John, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm going to go with Seattle -4.5. They are the favorite. Look, they've had a fantastic year, and I just think they're the best all around team. Their dark side defense only averaged they only allowed 17.2 points per game, and their offense has been fantastic. That O line has really protected Sam Darnold. He's 37 for 53, 470 yards, and 4 touchdowns with 0 interceptions so far this playoff run. I don't think it's going to be close, guys. I have Seattle -4.5.
All right. My man's not going to think it's a trap. All right, Christian, thanks. Great job, as always. Mike Wilman's here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Stay tuned. Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. Thank you for listening. Cash some tickets today. Good luck. We will talk to you again next Saturday. Enjoy. We'll